Up until last week, Captain Kim Lyons was the commanding officer of Naval Health Clinic New England. She, along with the clinic's top enlisted officer, were removed from their posts after a survey of sailors who worked at the clinic found a poor command climate. A statement from the Navy didn't elaborate any further. Admiral Jonathan Greener, the chief of naval operations, says firing of commanders has been a trend the Navy's tracked for years.
The disturbing trend in that was behavior. And 2 years ago, we had probably the highest number. We were in the 20s, 23, 26, I think was the number of folks that we had to replace, and it was due to behavior.
Greenert speaking to a breakfast event sponsored by Government Executive Magazine. According to statistics compiled by Navy Times, 22 commanding officers were removed from their positions last year. The reasons for their firings aren't always clear to the public, but Greenert says offenses and misjudgments run the gamut, and they run across all of the Navy's mission areas.
And by the way, it was across the board. You know, many people said, oh, it was the aviators. They said, no, it wasn't. The submariners did a good job of getting themselves fired for drinking, for fraud, for sexual misconduct, adultery. It kind of went on.
The Navy recognizes it has a problem with some of its commanders, but studies and Inspector General reports over the past decade have not come up with a common thread to tie those leadership failures together. Nonetheless, Greenert says the Navy is trying to make sure its younger officers who are about to become commanders know the potential pitfalls of leadership. Four-star admirals now visit all of the Navy's command school sessions for incoming commanders to talk about it.
It's a one-week course, but we spend about 4 hours with them to talk about the kinds of things we're seeing that cause them to fail. It's not a finger pointing, and if you guys do this, I'll kill you, you know, if you get yourself fired. And it's to warn them that when you get command, it's an intoxicating kind of thing, sometimes referred to as the Bathsheba syndrome. If you remember the Bible, David, the king, he really wanted Bathsheba, who was the wife of one of his generals. So he sent the general to the front line, got him killed, so he could have Bathsheba, and he lost it, did King David.
In those sessions, Greenert says, incoming commanders get testimonials from some of the dozens of senior leaders the Navy has had to fire in recent years.
We let them read the thoughts of those who were caught up in it and actually got fired, and what happened, and what the feelings were, and how, I don't understand how I got here, you know, says many after the fact. So fingers crossed, we want to help them develop their personality, help them develop their ability to handle stress so they don't become screamers or drinkers or, you know, carousers as a result of the stress of command and sometimes the loneliness of command.
And command climate is one factor Greenert points to in another pervasive problem in the Navy, not just in the Navy, but across the military, sexual assault. In fiscal year 2010, there were 610 sexual assaults in the Navy alone. Greenert says the Navy still averages one or two every day.
We've had sexual assaults in the Navy for years, and we've just not recognized it. So in 2009, when I came in as the vice chief, I went to a two-day seminar, and I listened. And I was kind of astounded at the numbers, and as it just went on, and the culture, and it struck me, the whole concept of a sailor attacking another sailor. These are people we call shipmates that we go to sea and we fight for, and you know, the camaraderie and all that is, again, in our culture. To then turn and attack them, it was just foreign to me.
Greenert says up until recently, the Navy didn't even have sufficiently reliable ways to track sexual assaults or adequate means for sexual assault victims to report the crimes without fear. He says those two factors have changed. The Navy and other military services have two channels for victims to report sexual assault. The restricted reporting mechanism lets them seek more confidential counseling and support without going directly to their commanders and being identified by name. They can decide later whether to pursue prosecution against the offender. Greenert says internal Navy polling shows victims now feel like they're being treated fairly.
But what isn't changing, to satisfy me, are the numbers. We are still having these events. So we got to get to the left side of all of this. And I want my commanders and my senior enlisted, who right now, I don't believe, I'll be honest with you, fully grasp the significance of this. That this is occurring every day, one or two a day, in my Navy, their Navy, where one is assaulting another, sexually assaulting another. It's a safety issue. We've got to look at the occasions that tend to precipitate it. And we've got to have the guts stop being bystanders and be bystander interventionalists and stop it. I think it's, frankly, it could be, you know, a challenge for my time here, for our time. So we've got to be aware of it, and we've got to move out on this thing. It's eating away underneath at a level I don't fully understand.
One thing the Navy does understand is that drinking is a factor in many of the assaults. The service's own statistics show that alcohol is involved in 46% of the cases it knows about. Those are the unrestricted cases, the ones where victims report their crimes through the commanders and can seek prosecution. Greenert says in most of those cases, the perpetrators are using alcohol as, in effect, a weapon.
It is somebody who very deliberately, vast preponderance, somebody who's older, more experienced, very deliberately feeding alcohol to a potential victim. As a growing number of male who are sexually assaulted, probably 1 in 10 now, it used to be about, you know, 1 in 12, 1 in 13, so that's growing. And it's a predatory kind of approach, very like a premeditated approach.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In the Navy, that means every single sailor gets a full 2 hours of mandatory training on sexual assault awareness and prevention. Commands have the option of offering those two-hour sessions all at once, or preferably breaking it into 4 half-hour sessions to keep the topic fresh in sailors' minds. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.